Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
Episode of Chatting with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. Now, if reality TV has taught us anything, it's that we could all use a good publicist, or at least a bestie who will take our phones before we post sometimes, okay? But we actually have a great publicist here. She is going to teach us how to build our personal brands in a way that will open doors, and you never know where those doors will lead, all right? And speaking of reality, we have the cast of In Style Atlanta Uncut right here in the building. All right, we are about to pull back the curtain on music, media, and the movers and shakers who run the city. Check it out.
J-Don's probably about 40 million streams at this point. Wow.
Just coming out,
18.
Okay.
So he's here in Atlanta. I got him working with Sean Garrett.
Oh,
you know,
gosh,
we represent Sean Garrett now.
So.
We're here in this house. You know, this is one of our flips. Wow.
Now, this room is perfect for the music studio, but we still need an editing suite for video production.
Yeah. So we're showing Carmen and Arturo because Doug the Plug and Blondie, we are the go-to.
I have the perfect editing space for you.
And probably one without windows, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go take a look at it.
All right. Okay. This is why we're here.
Oh,
we went the right one.
Unfiltered and unapologetic, welcome the cast of In Style Atlanta Uncut. Y'all right here in the building, right here in Houston. Thank you for coming.
Yes.
Thank you for having us, Chelsea.
All right, I got to introduce everybody. Let's start with you, Jordan Martin, executive producer over at KISS 104.1 FM.
Yes.
And then right next to you, we have Miss Tammy Rowe, entrepreneur and mother of Ocho, right over here. Look at him, he's so cool. Ocho recording artist and so much more. We also have Arturo Ayers Jr., artist management over at Invisible Ink Entertainment.
Yes.
Thank you for coming. And last but not least, we've got Carmen Simmons, creator of InStyleAtlanta.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Yes.
All right, so this looks good. This looks like we get like a peek into the real life of what it is to work in media. People don't always see that in all these different venues and things that y'all are doing. What would you say is the common thread between all of you? Y'all do so many different things, but what do you have in common, or what keeps y'all together on the show?
I think it's that everybody here is determined to be successful at what they're doing. It's by any means necessary, because everyone on this in this room is an entrepreneur. And so we have to get it how we live it.
Yes, literally. Now, Jordan, you are an executive producer, which is gotta applaud, because we love to see the women doing their thing.
Yes.
So I have some notes about different things that happened, and it seems I'm not going to dig too deep, but I think just based on the different stories, there are lessons to take away. So this season 3, congrats on that as well.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
All right, so Jordan, you have a friend who starts working with you. I gotta ask, what did you take away from making that adjustment? Because it changes things, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Definitely lines of communication need to be clear.
Okay.
You also have to take people's feelings and lives into consideration. And that was the one thing I was trying to convey to her. She had things going on. She got laid off from her previous job. My son was a senior in high school, and if anybody knows, when you have a child that's a senior in high school, you're preparing for them to go off to college. You're mentally preparing yourself and emotionally for that. Mm-hmm. You're also dishing out hundreds and thousands of dollars for prom, graduation, tuition. Mm-hmm. So I had to explain to her, like, you know, I got things going on just as well as you do, so it could have been a simple, hey, how you doing? Just checking in with you type of thing, and we could have cleared the air on all of that. And then on top of that, Chelsea, she was telling other people that she was coming to work at the same company, but didn't tell me. But you upset because I didn't check up on you for getting laid off. So,
I'm
just saying.
So the key is communication.
Communication.
On
just keep it
sides.
Clear. Yes.
Yes. All right.
Hear each other out.
Yes. Lesson learned.
I'm just saying.
Since you mentioned having a son who's gone gone off to college mm-hmm. now. I got to bring it over to you, Tammy, because yeah. this is a whole different dynamic. Yeah. You are with your son on a reality show. Let's start there. Like, what is that like for you?
It's different. You know, just remembering him growing up and going through just the ways of life with him, going off to college, you know, like Jordan said, she, you know, you spend all this money. Good thing with, though, with him, he was a COVID baby, so he didn't do the prom and everything.
Okay.
But he went off to college. He had a full ride off to college to play football, and he was 8 hours away from home. So I was traveling on the road a lot, and, you know, he wanted to come back to Georgia. So all the transitions that he made, you know, mom's like right there, going through the changes, on top of juggling my own life, my own business. And mm-hmm. yeah, then he says, Mom, I want to rap. And I'm like, okay, well, let's figure this out too. So here I am still standing behind him with all of the twists and turns he's taken, and
yes.
here we are now.
Yes, so. Now Ocho, you're still young, so you can do, you can switch it up. I mean, anybody can switch it up whenever, but mm-hmm. especially it's like, okay, you could try different things. What made you want to make that switch? Like, I want to be an artist.
I wanted to be in control of my situation and know that, put myself in a situation where my success is based on my work and not based on someone else's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, is it a little awkward with your mom, like right there?
It was never awkward.
Oh, girl, with the
nah. Maybe at the video shoot, you know, the bottles, the lady.
It's never really awkward.
All right, so Carmen Arturo, we want to hear more from you about okay. this, as y'all are the creators. So
yeah,
we're
going
to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more with the cast of InStyle Atlanta Uncut. Gloves are off and the tea is hot for the third season of InStyle Atlanta Uncut. We got the cast here. Now, Arturo, I want to turn to you because I feel like you got a lot to say.
I got something on you, Chelsea.
just get it off your chest.
I mean, Chelsea, it's a lot. Season 3, InStyle Atlanta, first of all, super happy to be back with Fox Soul. Love it.
Yes.
When I say the stakes are high, Chelsea, this season, I mean, you know, me and Carmen are going at it, and we had a moment, and, you know, I had to make a decision. You know, I got to just jump right on into it.
Okay.
They going crazy on me on the comments. They going crazy. Carmen had surgery, and you know, she had surgery, a serious operation, and I had to go take a meeting.
Okay.
And I'm in this industry, Chelsea, mm-hmm. and they're dragging me, and I'm mm-hmm. like, look. I understand she had to go to the hospital, but I needed to go secure a deal. I had a meeting with the president of the company. It was the only time he can meet. I said, listen, when I get back, I'll make it up to you. As a result of that, Carmen may be pregnant. So
wow.
I'm just like,
wow, dang, that's some making up right
wow.
there. That's,
you know,
wow, that's making up. Okay, all right. Just to clarify, for those who don't know what's going on the show, y'all are not only business partners, but also relationship partners as well.
Like yes, yes, yes.
And Carmen, you had a point where you needed to go into surgery
yes.
to find out whether or not you had cancer.
Yes. Yeah.
And As you admitted, Arturo, you took a business meeting.
Yeah.
You said you had things to do, so you were not by her side.
Yeah.
Now, Carmen, I want to get your perspective on this, because we have talked about this on the show before, about oftentimes when women are going through illnesses and physical challenges, the dudes might duck out. And that is something that's really tough to deal with.
Yeah.
But what's your perspective on it?
So it was a very difficult moment for me to have to understand his viewpoint because this was my third surgery and they were still not clear whether or not the cancerous cells were removed. Mm. So what I in the moment would have liked for him to do was to say, hey, is there any way that I can move this meeting to the next day? But I also know him.
Okay.
And his career is very important to him, but the particular meeting that he had to take, I do understand that he could have asked to move it and they could have said no. Mm-hmm. And this was a career changing meeting. And mm-hmm. so I did understand that, and I was able to find somebody to take me,
But in that moment, I did want him to at least ask me if I thought that he should reschedule it. It was not an option. It was not an option.
Okay.
You know what, Chelsea? Like, it's kind of hard for me, right? I grew up, black mother, worked her behind off to take us from a negative into a positive. I've always been champion and pro women. I see my mom is 66 years old today, working in childcare, been in business for 30 plus years. I'm wired that way.
Okay.
I got an opportunity. Sometimes I can't turn it off, Chelsea.
Yeah.
And it comes with that.
Okay. I think it comes with him not having these conversations, because even though his mom is an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. I think if he had certain conversations with her, he would understand that she may have even said to him, well, there were moments when I needed support.
Yeah.
I just didn't have the support. So I had to do what I had to do.
Mm. So is it a matter of you seeing so many independent women in your life, you thinking, like, she good, she got it?
And
take an Uber. I'm like, no.
Oh, my God.
She's going to throw me under the bus. She's going to throw me under the bus. We're going viral again.
Okay. So was the takeaway also communication between the two of y'all for this?
I think definitely expressing how you feel. Mm-hmm. You know, because I definitely did not say to him, hey, I heard you on the call for the meeting. Did mm-hmm. you forget? Tuesday is my surgery. Yeah. I didn't say that because I was hoping that he would remember. And then I'm thinking to myself, ugh, so now if I ask him to please reschedule, he's going to be going through the motions. Mm-hmm. And what you guys saw on the show with my cousin, he was like, that is unacceptable. But I did hear the call and I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, do I ask him to reschedule this? This is a big
meeting. But he's not in my situation. Your cousin not in my situation.
He's not in your situation, but
he's not
been
even in my
for
industry.
20-something years, so he understands. Like, that sometimes you do have to make adjustments. It was just a day.
Arturo, is there anything you would do differently?
Chelsea, bring in Iyanla VanZant. You.
Wow.
Because no. No.
And, at least and, he closed the deal. And, he closed the deal. Jadon has his publishing deal.
Okay.
He's like, this is what I need to do to support us, mm-hmm. you know, because this is part of our company. Mm-hmm. But I would have liked to support at the hospital, definitely.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll leave it right there. Yeah. Okay.
It's deep.
Yeah. It's a lot of layers on that one. We might have to have a young one. Come on.
Help us.
Today we are also talking about personal branding. So I want to get tips from you, if you have them, about building a personal brand. Anything for the folks out there that you've been able to implement yourselves?
Just follow your dreams. Follow where your heart leads you. And sometimes what I've learned from my own personal experiences is you can't share it with everybody right away. Mm. Because it's just a vision for you, people would sabotage that before you even take your first step on the journey of it. Mm. So keep it to yourself. Maybe when you get halfway through and you can see the vision or even get to where I just say hold it until you're making motion to go forth to the goal that you're trying to set for yourself.
Really good stuff, Mama Jammy. All right. Okay, so you guys can check out In Style Atlanta Uncut on Fox Soul. Stream it. Check it out. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you build that personal brand and that vision, put it all together. Okay, keep it right here, baby. Ever been sitting at home watching TV saying, you know what, I need my own show, or I just want some more money in my pocket? Well, we've got Monette Smith, a superstar publicist and founder of Pink Poodle PR, here to help us with that. Because you say everybody needs a personal brand, even if you're not trying to be on TV, or if you just want to be successful nowadays.
Right.
You need
that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What is it about having a personal brand that's so important?
Well, I think today in the world of attention, right? Attention is the new currency.
Mm.
And so when we're looking at personal brand, you're looking at things that curate who you are when you're not in the room. How do we build that?
Hmm.
And how do we establish that? And how do we curate a voice for ourselves Well, you begin to build a brand. You know, how are you perceived out into the universe? What do people identify you as?
Okay. Mo, what's your personal brand?
Girl, it depends on what day it is.
Let me tell you, it
can change. But, you know, I really feel like I truly identify with, you know, women who are building success. You know, they are creating and curating things for themselves, and they're kind of girl bossing their way in their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't always have to be circulated around business, but it just owning who you are intentionally, like being authentic. And I think that's what, you know, sometimes we miss today is that the authenticity, you know, of whatever you're building.
Okay, so how would you bring that out and put it out there? Is it all social media nowadays when it comes to personal branding?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, a lot of it is digital. I always say, build something that there is on the phone, on the platforms, on these things that are stimulating people's minds, business decisions, purchases, things like that, because that's where the world has gone.
Yeah. And I say, you say everybody needs personal branding, but also especially if you are a business owner, because I find that's the first thing I do when someone reaches out to me about their business. Like, let me look on social. Let me see what you're about. Let me see what you do, but also who you are.
Yeah.
Like, people are looking for more nowadays. They want to get the story behind the business. So how do you start to develop that?
Yeah. Well, the very first thing is you identify who you are and what you stand for. Like, what is it that you want people to know? And pick a lane, you know, and get really good at curating and crafting that type of content, you know, and find out what matters to you. When you confuse people, you lose people.
Okay, good. Great point.
So you want to make sure that you stay on track so that whatever you're building can convert. If you get all mixed in, you know, and you start mixing with different subjects all the time, then people are not going to know what is your brand.
Yeah.
You know,
what's the payoff for the average person? I mean, with businesses, of course, they want more customers, more eyes on what they do. But for the average person who may be employed, you know, at somewhere else, or maybe just at home, what is the potential payoff of building that brand?
Well, this is what's so crazy about it. It can go astronomical. You know, it can be viral in one day. It can start someone's platform immediately. The upside of what can happen in the digital realm is mind-blowing, because I always look at it and I'm like, okay, here is this person who just started to put their voice out there, put their, you know, platform out there, and then the next day they're viral, right?
Yeah.
Or it becomes a side hustle for them, and then it turns into a main hustle. You know, I've had the pleasure to meet tons of influencers, tons of people, YouTubers. I've met all kinds. And they started with something and they grew into, you know, what they are today. But you have to start. The idea is you have to start and get out there and share your story. I think, too, that people, you know, have deep stories. You know, we have stories of resilience. We have stories of hurt, pain, failure, wins, and figure out what that story is for you. Like, what is your story? And maybe share that. Maybe be vulnerable in the midst of building your content or in the midst of building your brand, because we resonate, you know, with the masses, right? So if someone tells me, hey, I went through this and it was hard and I, you know, powered through it, and now here I am on the upside, well, then it's relatable.
Yeah.
But if you're always saying, I'm winning.
I don't know about that.
You know, I'm like, come on, you can't win all the time. You know, it's interesting to see, because there's no formula, and watching people.
Right.
You know,
I think that's the other challenge, because people just want to be told, hey, post this much, post on this specific platform, do this. But it seems to be something you have to kind of figure out what works for you. Because if you are like a corporate baddie, maybe like LinkedIn is where you're branding yourself.
Right, right. Yeah. And you don't know where you're, you know, who's going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day when, you know, I was telling you, you know, you were limited to your audience.
Yeah.
now you can be open to millions. Mm-hmm. And so how are you going to impact, and what is your voice going to be? Who are you going to tell your story? How are you going to craft that into a revenue stream? How are you going to build a business out of your own personal brand? Because oftentimes people get confused that I have to be in business to have a brand. Mm-hmm. No, you personally can build a business in your own personal brand.
Yeah, you know, you can get paid for the views, for people just coming to your page,
yeah,
watching you do your thing. You were saying you watch a truck driver.
Yeah.
It's just entertainment.
Entertainment. Yeah. You know, and collaborations are born.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. And yeah. So it's really cool to see from a PR standpoint, because oftentimes people always ask us, well, what's going to happen? And I'm like, but that's what we don't know.
Yeah, you know? I mean, if only you were a fortune teller.
Yeah, you know.
But the first thing is you got to show up.
You got to show up. You got to show up and put in the work, and don't be discouraged about the fact that, hey, something hasn't popped off, or, you know, likes. I think oftentimes we get on our own feels, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to put it out there. What if they say this, or what if they do this, or I don't know, I got to look perfect, or, mm-hmm, you know, this or that. You know, we're critical of our own selves, and that's going to limit you.
Okay.
Just put it out there. Let the good times roll.
Yes, you know? I love that. Put it out there.
Yeah.
Keep putting it out
keep
there.
Keep putting it
okay.
out there.
All right, you know? Thank you so much for the advice, Mo.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, you guys. We'll be right back after this. Thank you to Pink Poodle PR and the cast of InStyle Atlanta Uncut for being here. You guys, subscribe to our YouTube Chat with Chelsea. Keep up with us on social at Chelsea Show Fox, and we'll see you on the next Chat with Chelsea. Thank you for watching.